Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, filmmaker Greg Reitman.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Stevie Dove. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
You know, this might as well be like Throwback Thursday or something, because as we're sitting here with our guest in the studio, we actually, our show almost started with him. Our fifth show of the Life Changes Show. We're now on what? 400. Well, this is number 409, actually. And our fifth show, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, had Kevin Vickery on the show, who at the time was the publicist for the film Fuel, which was made by our guest. And now, several films later, and much success, and that film won Sundance, and the story goes on, and we've talked about it, and there's more to tell on that, but today we'll be talking about Rooted in Peace and his new film and the exciting things that that's doing, the conversation that that's bringing forward. And actually, it's interesting how it brought forward to me, again, it could be Throwback Thursday, it brought forward to me something that I remember from high school. You know, it's interesting how I learned a lot of things in high school, actually, but some of them were not learned formally through education, per se. I actually was, I got the part of Lieutenant Cable in our high school production of South Pacific. And for some reason, well, we know the reason, Rooted in Peace, and we're going to be talking about it and finding the connections here. But I thought it was important to share this. I learned, I didn't understand when, as Lieutenant Cable, I was asked to sing a song called You've Got to Be Taught. And I really didn't understand what the song was about. Of course, I'm going to read you the lyrics, and right away, you're all going to know exactly what the song is about. But as a high school student, I didn't really understand. And when I got it, the song brought me to tears. And I had to get over that in order to be able to sing it for the show. But for like 6 weeks during the rehearsals and the practice and all of that, I was singing this over and over and over again. You've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. It's got to be drummed in your dear little ear. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught to be afraid of people whose eyes are oddly made and people whose skin is a different shade. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught before it's too late, before you are 6 or 7 or 8, to hate all the people your relatives hate. You've got to be carefully taught. I'm just going to leave that out there for now. We'll be back with the Life Changes Show and our guest, Greg Reitman, and our musical guest, Stevie Dove, when we come back.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back, and already the conversation is going with Greg Reitman here, and I'm sitting here with Mark, and Mark, what can one say?
Yeah, he almost moved me to tears, and I, my brother was in that play, and you know, I was hearing it play back, and it really affected me because I realized how much of that goes on, that being lyrics that are in one way truthful with the way that we're brought up or the culture that is taught to us, but also that we're not intellectualizing. We're not taking in what we're singing or repeating or the truth that's staring us right in the face as it becomes more of our reality. And, you know, there's one that I, too, never really took in what it's really saying.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Trying to get our attention.
Exactly.
And so much of what today's about, between both our guest and his film and our musical guest, is about actually focusing on what it is that we want to teach ourselves, to remind ourselves, and what we want to see expanding.
Absolutely.
Speaking of what we want to see expanding, there's some shout-outs that we want to give.
Absolutely. Before we move on, we wanted to focus a little bit on what's up in Life Changes world, and we definitely wanted to give some shout-outs to people in the community and to some positive happenings that are going on. Coming up in February is the Conscious Life Expo at the LAX Hilton from February 10th through the 12th, February 10th, 11th, and 12th, LAX Hilton. Coincidentally or not so, at that Conscious Life Expo is going to be the movie we're going to be talking about today, Rooted in Peace, from 6 to 8 p.m. on the 10th. So go to Google Conscious Life Expo and check that out. Also, we are going to be on a relatively new radio show this week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 7 p.m., Living a Healthy Life. You can go to livingahealthylife.com. It's Living a Healthy Life with Craig and Epek. And that can be listened to at radioanatolia.com at 7 p.m. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Hey, Craig and Epek. Love you, too.
And we have a couple of events coming up in the Life Changes realm, which is Dorothy Donahue's Energetic Alchemy, which will be on the weekend of February 18th and 19th. And we have another Recalibration coming up the same weekend, taught by Filippo Voltaggio, the 18th
busy.
And 19th. You can go to lifechangesnetwork.com to learn more about that. I wanted to give a shout-out to Metal International. This week's event is Time for Change. So shout-out to Ken Rakowski and all the great people at Metal International for what they're doing to make the world a better place. And metalinternational.com. And then we have Stephanie Lodge in the studio today.
Hey, introduced us to Greg. Thank you,
Introduced
Stephanie.
Us to Greg, and she has also been building a wonderful movement. If you want to check it out and join, thehugmob.com. Thehugmob.com. And I think that's a little bit self-explanatory, but go to the website, check it out.
We all got hearts from thehugmob.com.
Hearts
today.
And yes. Hugs. And we're all
the heart is
place.
Beating.
We
colorful.
Should probably mention this Wednesday, I'm going to be on Rockers for Wildlife with Paul Lee Paget.
Well, I've been on Paul's show.
And yeah, I was about to say, we should introduce Greg to him, but I'm going to be on there Wednesday talking about the recalibration. But let's get... To
tell Paul I said hi.
We will happily. He's probably listening. So hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Great guy.
He's a director. He's a producer. He's a writer, and he's an active member of the Directors Guild of America, described by Movie Maker Magazine as one of the top 10 filmmakers producing content that impacts our world. He is the founder of Blue Water Entertainment, and he's here with us today. Welcome, Greg Reitman, to the show.
Thank you.
You had this immediate reaction to, you've got to be taught. And so you started to share something during the
break.
Well,
I was just thinking, you know, it's funny. Well, first, thank you very much for having me on your show.
Pleasure.
You know, I always, first of all, what you shared was just really profound. And it just made me really, everyone always asks me, you know, what's one of my favorite interviews in the film? And there's always a woman that always stands out, you know, from Ireland. Her name was Nobel Peace Laureate Mairead McGuire. And she always, you know, one of the things she said, I don't understand how people can kill each other.
Mm.
Mm. Where does this come in? Where does this idea come into our heads?
Mm.
And I think if you really think about that at a root level, you know, in terms of
from
our
everywhere.
Violence. Yeah. You know, in terms of like our speech, in terms of how we communicate to others, in terms of just, you know, picking up a gun and just randomly shooting things to, you know, access to a bigger bomb. Just this idea of violence, you know, and I just, as I was thinking about that, she was sort of popping up in my head.
Yeah, and the speech thing about, oh, he killed it, and he died on stage. I mean, this talk of death so easily, or, you know, oh, I could kill you right now. It's like, really? I mean, but
it's just a play, though, right?
Yeah, right. Right. I should probably mention Oscar and Hammerstein, right? So yeah. So they were trying to put out a message. It was South Pacific. It was like probably right after the war. They were
classic,
trying to say,
classic
right?
play, yeah.
Trying to say, hey, what are we doing here? And in that case, it was a white Frenchman wanting to, you know, was he marrying a... No, actually, it was my character. Lieutenant Cable was white, and he was in love with a Polynesian woman, I
Dirty
think.
Buzzard.
Right? Yeah. Or from... So, and that was not cool.
I think I saw that when I was a little kid then. With my grandma in Brooklyn or something. That show. Yeah. So it's a classic film.
Throwback Thursday. We're all going back to when we were kids. But your film actually is moving us forward. I mean, in a sense, a lot of the concepts that I understand are in it are like centuries old, but they've been kind of hidden. Mud's been throwing on them.
Well,
you know,
I think what's interesting in the conversation of Rooted in Peace is that it's very direct and it's very impactful. And, you know, one of the tidbits that I'll share is, like, for example, the nuclear part of the film, which I did with my editor, Sebastian Vigneri. Fabulous, fabulous editor. God, I sound like Donald Trump when I say that, right? Fabulous, fabulous editor. But, you know, we created this segment from the time of the nuclear bomb to present day, and you see it with Barack Obama, and it's just this conscious flow of different people dealing with nuclear and the idea of what nuclear is and the idea of a bomb and the idea of destruction and the idea of how humanity could manifest that and actually do that, you know, and create that kind of disaster and what kind of world, you know, are we living in and have we learned from that? Mm. And I think that, you know, when we hear a conversation that we're going to make our military bigger and how we're going to start isolating countries, it's just this didactic state that it's almost like we're going backwards again.
Mm. Mm. Somebody says in the film, we actually didn't learn from the bomb, right? It didn't wake us up.
I mean, I don't know if it woke us up or didn't wake us up, but I think what it did was it definitely, you know, it's definitely a makes you aware of a situation that occurred. So, I mean, that's the whole point of the movie, is that it's really an expose of you. It's not really a factual documentary. It's more a philosophical documentary. Mm. Where it's just asking a lot of questions, and you have to figure it out for yourself.
It's making people think.
Yeah,
and that's
the intention.
And one of the things I like about it is that it's starting a conversation among very young people. As a matter of fact, you're headed to where?
I'm heading to Arizona on February 7th. I actually made my first film on Catalina Island, and Julia Wrigley of the Wrigley family, mm-hmm. who own Catalina Island, have invited me out to ASU for their sustainability festival. So we're going to screen the film on the college campus at ASU on February 7th. This should be an interesting night.
And that's all college students mainly,
all
right?
College kids, and completely sold out.
Already?
All sold out, yeah. She emailed me, like, their marketing people emailed me last week. They were like, oh, by the way, there's not a ticket left.
So they're interested in the conversation.
Well, I think what was interesting was in the beginning, the graphics went out and it wasn't selling. And then I changed the graphic and I had an old one of a heart. And I put all these different words like nutrition, philosophy, TM, mantra. And then all of a sudden it started to sell. So it's really interesting, like, you know,
really?
Ads and graphics and visualizations and how and what they trigger. You know what I mean? And what caused them, you know, to want to buy tickets.
Interesting. So.
Marketing.
Indeed. Well, how great that it's that particular marketing is attracting that particular market, because that's a great place for this conversation to be had.
Well, I think it's really important because college kids really need to be empowered. Mm. And I think right now, you know, the sense of hope. Mm. And what is hope? And I think, like, you know, when we look at what's going on in our country and just the politics today, these kids need to have a sense of hope. They really need to and be empowered, and they really need to think and understand that, you know, there's always been turmoil in times, in political times. It's just part of our nature. But, you know, how are they going to act and how are they going to behave socially, you know, to deal with that? So that'll be the interesting thing.
Yeah, and for those that still call it that, the real world, quote unquote, is not far. I think the real world starts when they're born, but it is not far from you know, for them, because they're graduating and they're going out and they're going to be doing things from entrepreneurship.
I mean, I'll share something like Deepak Chopra says.
Actually, I do want to talk about what Deepak Chopra says and a couple of other people right after we come back, because I was going to ask you, we're going to talk about people that are in the film and some of what they're saying. When we come back right after this with our guest, Greg Reitman, and a little later on, Stevie Dubb is our musical guest here on the Life Changes Show.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at LifeChangesNetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
And we're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark, and of course our guest, Greg Reitman. We're talking about the movie Rooted in Peace. As a matter of fact, we've titled our episode exactly that, Rooted in Peace. We think it's not only an important title, it's an important conversation and soon to be an important film. Right now it's making the tour. And so, you know, catch it in your town. You can go to bluewatercompany.com and find out about the schedule, right?
Actually, you can go on rootedinpeace.com.
Rootedinpeace.com, that's right. And on Facebook, Rooted in Peace as well. So we've got links to that on our Life Changes show page. So rootedinpeace.com, bluewatercompany.com, to also find out more about Greg and his other films and all of that and his schedule. So there are some very interesting people on the film, and you started to mention one of them, Deepak Chopra, right?
Yeah, well, we were talking about college kids, and you know, one of the things that Deepak says is, you know, you can't be an angry peace activist.
Interesting. Mm.
And I think that particular comment that's made in the film, everybody laughs, because it's the turning point of what it is to actually have your inner truth to be, you know, to be peaceful, but also to realize the world that you're living in and how you deal with that world. And, you know, and the turn in terms of, you know, learning about meditation. So I think that I always, that particular one I always find fascinating.
That is fascinating. And you also have Ted Turner on, and you have, I mean, so tell us a couple of the other people.
Well, Ted Turner is it was also an interesting interview. I mean, Ted, you know, one, gave $1 billion to the UN Foundation. He was really our first philanthropist who actually gave away, you know, a third of his treasure. And has actually been on the forefront of you know, the anti-nuclear or non-nuclear proliferation. You know, really what I love about Ted is just, you know, just his clarity and things, and you know, bringing sort of the truth forward that, you know, it is possible to live on the planet without having an army. And he talks a little bit about Costa Rica, about creating the first country and removing an army and actually taking the money back and using it for farming and for planting trees. So, which is a very interesting,
crazy idea.
Yeah, in other words, with the peace, and we interviewed the former Prime Minister Jose Maria Figueres of Costa Rica, who also talks about what a real true peace dividend is. You know what I mean? The peace is really the which was 1948 was the abolishment of the army. They were the first country in the world to actually do that and to actually find prosperity. So I always find these sort of these crown jewels and people that we just, things that you never even know about along the way.
How do you find them?
I don't know. I think you sort of like put a lot of things on the wall, and you
that's the secret of the next film.
It's kind
of
like pasta, you know. You see what sticks on the wall. No, I mean, you come up with an idea and a treatment, and you know, and you find people that you feel that sort of can shed light in certain areas. But truth be told, you know, when I started my film, I had no idea about that. There are a lot of things I learned. I mean, that's actually the point of you know, when you make a really great film, is that a lot of truths come forward for you.
You know, we had a recalibration weekend this weekend, and in one of the groups we talked about how you set a goal, and then you go for it. Now, it doesn't mean you're going for that goal. Sometimes a goal helps you get out of the station, you know, get the train running. It's going to take some time to get that steam train going. It takes some time, right? And then you're just barely out of the station, and it's been 5 years or a year or whatever.
No, 5 years.
5 years. Okay, I was
right. We were chugging, though. But, I mean, it always was different because, you know, we were chugging. I mean, we were really good with production. You know, I mean, everything was flowing. But I think what really what the tricky part was really, like, how do you show peace visually in a way that will actually stimulate people? What are you going to do? You're going to go like, om, and is that going to be enough ice candy or candy to get people to want to go to a movie theater?
Interesting.
And so I think the challenge we faced was really, one, we had to understand peace. We had to understand, and then we had to figure out how to express it visually in a medium where everybody else would understand that.
So you didn't know all of this when you started, like you said, okay?
Not in that capacity, no.
Right.
So, I mean, I wasn't meditating. I had no mantra. I mean, no.
So you were actually looking, this film's for you.
Well, I think it started out, I mean, it really is for seekers and people that are on the path. And I think for me, I was on a path of health and consciousness. And what for me, what was unique was that I was like tasting a lot of, like, seeing and experiencing a lot of different things that were coming at me and really filtering them and then seeing what really made sense in a cohesive way. And, you know, I remember being at the Conscious Life Expo, like, you know, 8 years ago, and everybody wanted to be interviewed. So, you know, a lot of weeding. Thank God I didn't interview everybody at the Conscious Life Expo. I could only imagine what that film would have looked like. You know what I mean?
Well, you could have interviewed them and then found out you didn't want them in the film.
Yeah, and then they're all angry at you in the end for leaving them on the cutting floor. No, we don't want to have more angry people in the world. No. That's the worst. That's the worst. That is the worst experience when you make a really good movie and then they go and they don't see themselves.
Right.
You know, in the movie. And they just, and
like Neil Young didn't see himself in the film.
Well, Neil Young, Elliot Roberts, who's his manager, I had a particular cue in the movie. And apparently that was like one of his favorite songs that he doesn't let anybody license. So
there was
a cue that was not licensed. But I do have to say we were very fortuitous with our music and some of the artists like Coldplay, it's in the film, and Moby. Yeah, and I think that I mentioned before that there's an original song that Mike Love wrote for George Harrison back in the day, and Enrique Gesh. About Maharishi called Pisces Brothers, which I highly recommend.
And you also said that the film starts with
Pink Floyd Time.
And ends with
John Lennon. I feel like.
Awesome.
Well, I mean,
I have to watch it just to see how
those two. Well, a lot of people, when they turn around and they watch and they get in the movie theater and they're like, oh my God, it's Pink Floyd. It's like there's a consciousness of that song.
Sure.
And there was a choice for that because I really wanted people to dial in because all of a sudden it just wakes people up like, oh, my God, like, what am I going to go see?
Yeah.
Like, who does that?
Yeah. Who does that? Well, so I'm going to be curious as to how those two connect and what happens inside in the middle. But actually, that's a buzzword, because you're getting people after watching the film saying that it connects everybody. What does that mean?
Well, I think what it means is that there's a lot of things that people have a lot of questions about in terms of soil and nutrition. And, you know, we look at the science of brain science and heart science and food science. And then we look at, like, you know, the pollutants and how they go into rivers and waters. And what's occurring here is really understanding our alchemy. Our alchemy in terms of our planet alchemy and our own internal alchemy and how they're interlinked. Mm. And when we really understand the alchemy of us as human beings, we really are elevating our well-being. And so really when we say the film is connecting the dots, it's really bringing these truths of really our deeper understanding to the life force of trees and our interconnectedness with trees.
So the ecosystem. And
now I think you want to see the movie.
Of course I want to see the movie. I've been wanting to see the movie.
I think you want to see it more now.
Even more now.
Right? You can see it on his body, right?
Connecting the dots.
Yeah, well, it's really interesting. You know, the movie starts walking into an ancient grove, an ancient forest. And I really don't want to give it away, but, you know, there's something there for everybody. And I think that's the whole part of the movie we're all, you know, what makes this movie so unique and so special is that there's something they're going to get from it in a very deep, profound way that's going to change their life. And that's what we've noticed with this film.
Okay, so we don't want to give too much away.
A little bit.
But there's, is the... I know disjointed is a buzzword. So is it showing how disjointed we are, or do we just assume
it? No, it's putting the pieces. It's leveling the playing field. Like, most people don't know, we spend, you know, X trillions of dollars on nuclear warheads. Mm. I mean, Joe Cicerone, who runs the Plowshares funds, you know, alludes and says, "What are we doing? We're spending $1 trillion for what? Mm. For who? For what purpose? It's an archaic way of living. Mm. It serves no purpose. One of them alone can destroy, a quarter of the planet. We've already witnessed that in Hiroshima. Mm. So it really makes you really think about just, you know, what's at stake and making choices. You know, I always say, you know, rather than building bombs, let's plant trees. Rather than destroying life, let's create life. So really, where are we at in the ethos?
Somebody in the film actually goes to the point of saying that it's a business.
Joseph Cicerone says that.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Yeah, same guy. It is a business, and we're treating it like a business. And unfortunately, we're paying for it as a business. Mm. It's the same thing like right now. If you look at like the pipeline in Dakotas, it's a business. Who's making money out of this? Mm. You know, and at what stake, and how many people, if the oil gets into the rivers all the way down to the Mississippi, which is then going to lead to health and illness and cancer, which then who's going to profit? The healthcare system? Because all the people are going to be dying? Is that the kind of world we want to be living in? I mean, these are just basic fundamental questions. And I think the truth of the matter is, when we really understand nature's rights, which Paul Hawkins in the film, he wrote the book, The Blessed Unrest, you know, we really understand the idea of natural capitalism and putting a value on nature. And I think, I don't want to say, like, but these are the kind of things that the film is sort of evoking and driving forward.
Wow. Okay, well, back to Throwback Thursday. Today's Monday, I know, but Gary Goldstein actually said about fuel in the LA Times, and he was our guest on our show as well, maybe like number 6 or something. I don't remember when that was. But
it really is a Throwback Thursday, right?
God, Gary Goldstein. He said about fuel, a vital, superbly assembled documentary. And I'm getting, the reason I mention that is not because of Gary, but because I'm getting the sense that you've done it again. Oops, you've done it again.
I think I've done it in a different way this time. I think Fuel was a provocative film that drove people to want to drive hybrids and look at renewable energy. And I think what Rooted is doing, it's asking the question about our violence, and it's asking you to find your peace. And whether it's meditating or hiking or planting a tree, it's really asking you to have a connection with your planet.
Wow.
And so I think ultimately if we don't have that connection, we're just connected. And I think that's the truth that we're all looking for. We want to have that connection. And I think our Native Indians and our Native elders have that connection. So that's why they're so grounded in the earth, in their mama, in their Maya. What is it? What's the word?
Gaia?
Gaia, yeah, in their Gaia. You know, and if we don't have that connection, we're like in the ethos.
That's the exciting part about this time and a movie like this and what you're doing is that it really is starting to wake people up and connect people to that wisdom that's been here, that's been such a part of the fabric of our globe that has been suppressed.
And it's so great to connect with you. We've been, you know, this, thank you, Stephanie, this finally happened. Obviously, we've known of you, so here we are. And we'll get to have some final thoughts by director, producer, writer, an active member of the Directors Guild of America. It's a big deal. So Directors Guild of America. When we come back with Greg Reitman for some final words, and then right after that, we're going to have some live music here in the studio. Stevie Dubb is here with us when we come back on the Life Changes Show.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark, and of course, our guest is Greg Reitman. We've been talking about a lot of things, but mainly the film Rooted in Peace. You can go to rootedinpeace.com. You can find out where it's playing in a city near you. We also have the trailer on lifechangesshow.com for Greg Reitman and for the film Rooted in Peace. Even the trailer alone is provocative in itself. And I have to ask you, Greg, you said something very provocative while we were on break. You said this film started...
I said this film was born in the ashes of 9/11.
In the ashes of 9/11.
Yeah, being a fellow New Yorker, I was coming through JFK Airport. I shed a little bit of the story, but I almost got arrested for not giving up my bottled water. And there were two women there wearing the Harish over their heads. And as I was going through and the guy was really, you know, being belligerent with me, I kind of like just left my water and got on my plane. But as I turned my head, I realized that those women weren't going to make that plane. They weren't going to get on that flight just because of what they were wearing, you know, over their heads. And it really made me think of our country, our civil liberties, how we were living. And it prompted me to want to make this film. I never imagined that I would make the film that I've made. But what I realized was, you know, there are turning points, you know, as fellow mankind or fellow humankind that we do that prompt us and call us into action. And I hope that this film does the same in lieu of Donald J. Trump. I hope there are now, you know, 1,000 films like this that prompt people into action, because film and cinema is where our dreams are made. And that's never going to change. It's like the Willy Wonka, the Charlie Chocolate Factory. You know, I met the guy who directed that film, and he gave me that, you know,
You got the golden ticket?
I got a golden ticket.
You got the golden ticket?
I got a golden ticket from him.
Well, and conversely to Filippo's monologue and in so many of the other kind of films, it's where the nightmares have been made. So more of these films, more of what you're doing, you know, needs to happen.
And sometimes nightmares are good, too.
Well.
I mean, they wake us up. It's just how we're going to get there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And here we are.
Yeah.
And here we are. What a pleasure. What a great conversation. And what a great conversation starter the film is, Rooted in Peace. Thank you so much for making the film, starting that conversation, or helping it continue. And
very timely now, right?
Right? And you didn't know that when you started it out either, right? So that's why you just got to leave the station. Yeah. Right, and just go, and then,
and thank God it's done.
And here, right?
You know what I mean?
Perfect timing.
Like I can just hit a button, and it downloads, and it goes right to the theater, and it's so easy now.
And there it is, and so people can watch it, and then pretty soon it'll be on a TV near you, or
it'll be on television, it'll be on iTunes probably in the fall, you know, and we have a lot of big events coming up, you know, for April, May, so it's exciting.
And the world's going to be peaceful, and it's going to be all your fault.
The world is actually getting more peaceful, funny enough.
And there it is. On that note,
we just put a lot of attention to the areas that where it's not peaceful.
Right? And so that's exactly
a very interesting analogy, actually. The world is actually, in retrospect, has actually become more peaceful, but the areas where it's not, we just put all this attention, so we assume that it's not. I had no idea. I saw the index.
And what a perfect way to kick off our next segment, and also the musical guest, because Stevie Dubb is a brand ambassador for something very cool, and we'll be talking about that when we get back. So, Greg Reitman, thank you so much. The film, Rooted in Peace, and we'll be back with Stevie Dubb right after this on the Life Changes Show.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to dorothydonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back. I'm sitting here with Mark. I am Filippo, and our guest, of course, Greg Reitman. And joining us in the studio, this, again, Throwback Thursday. We used to have a segment that so many people loved and happy to be able to bring it back to you. It is the Ask Dorothy segment. Mark, take it away with Dorothy Donahue, our executive producer.
Dorothy, Maureen from Hutchinson, Kansas asks, Dorothy, with everything going on in the world right now, it seems as though everyone has lost their mind and it's hard to know truth from alternative facts. What advice can you give me that will help me cope?
Wow, that's easy. I advise everyone to get out of their heads and into their heart and absolutely look for the good in the world. There's so much good. Our guest tonight on the show is giving us an opportunity to discern facts from fiction, and that's a good place to focus. There's also much good if you look for it, and the good that you can do for others. So do something kind and something loving and come from love.
Thank you, Dorothy. I like that. And how perfect that this all fits in so beautifully today. Joining us also in the studio is Stevie Dubb. He is rap artist the correct?
Yeah. Rap artist, hip hop artist, recording artist.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And all around great guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I like to believe so. Thank you.
All right. Well, that's the feeling I'm getting having met you and spent time with you on Rockers for Wildlife?
Yeah,
actually,
with
Paul.
For
yeah, yeah. Yep. Rockers for that's Wildlife. Right. So awesome. What this big feels like one big happy family getting bigger and happier. You are, speaking of family, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you guys for having me. I really, really appreciate you guys.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Right Likewise. Back at you. You're part of an interesting family to say. You're the brand ambassador of 7%er. What's that about?
7%er is a movement, is what we like to call it, that is a belief of a small amount of people in the world who have a dream, that 7%, have a dream and a goal, and they inspire others along the way. So I'm a 7%er. We're all 7%ers in this room. I'm a hip-hop artist. I'm chasing after my dream. I inspire others, kids, adults, family, cousins, all along the way. So we just wanted to generate something that was, you know, a movement that everybody could really hone in on and be a part of and feel comfortable being a part of.
Well, you're here today with a couple people from 7%, 7%er. Let's give them a shout out.
That's right. Got a couple other 7%ers. My manager, Steve Boss Haas, is in the building, as well as my assistant, Vinny Mack, 3 I's, 2 N's.
Nice. Okay. All right. So 7%er is actually literally the number 7, then the word percenter.com.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
All right. So cool. And you are here to share your music. Tell us a little bit about your music.
Well, I started making music, I think we were just talking about this earlier, about nine years ago. And, you know, it's just transcended into something great. And, you know, just growing up has really shifted my mind and the way that I think about things, and just being able to come out here from, you know, growing up in Wisconsin and getting out to LA and being a part of the business and seeing how it works, or lack thereof, or however you want to look at it. And, you know, the songs that I have for tonight are really motivational, and I just, excuse me, I just want people to understand that my music is about a positive message, and it's always going to be about that. I speak about my life, but I don't necessarily always go into the negatives of it, because I try to find positive in any and every situation that I'm in, which is what a 7%er is all about.
Well,
awesome.
All right. Well, what's the first thing we're going to hear?
This first record that you guys are going to hear is called Die Young, and it's featuring an artist named Heartbreak. She's a great friend of mine. Unfortunately, she couldn't be here tonight, so just gonna be my part on it. But it's called Die Young, and it's basically just about, you know, we're all here, and I just want to enjoy. You want to enjoy life while you're here, whether you're old, whether you're young. But from my perspective, I'm 25, and it, like you were saying earlier, if you get stuck in your head, then you will die young. I will feel like I'm 95, 100 years old if I don't enjoy myself, living these moments. And this was a song that. It's a very emotional song. It's a great record, though, and I just want people to enjoy it and just really listen to the message.
That is awesome. So we're going to hear Stevie Dubb here live in the studio at Studio Noho on the Life Changes Show, rapping Die
yes.
Young.
Yes.
Still got a long way to go. and that ain't gonna change. Look how far I've come. I don't wanna die, I don't wanna die young, die young. I can't just be sitting down now, I gotta be the one in the mix. I gotta be the one out there, I gotta be the one getting it. Gotta be the one to make it out, gotta fill up all the bank accounts. Gotta be aware that time is ticking now, so I gotta make it count, yeah. This is for everyone who supports me that's out there, yeah. You can be what you wanna be, just get out there, yeah. Say that you want it, then that means you gotta go get it. Trust me, I know it gets hard, I admit it. So many times I just wanted to quit it, but I never gave up. This is for everyone saying it sucks being alive on this earth, breathing this wonderful air, seeing the people you care about. Don't always go with the easy route, you gotta fight just to squeeze it out. Survival is really what life's about, and I'm a survivor. I just wanna inspire you. Yeah, you should be thankful for everything that you've been given. Life is based off of all your decisions. You are in charge of the way that you live. And I've come, still got a long way to go. I put in so much work, yeah. I don't wanna die, I don't wanna die young. I don't wanna waste time, cause I'm out on my grind, yeah. Doing my thing, and that ain't gonna change. Look how far I've come.
Nice.
Thank you. All right.
Stevie Dub.
Wow.
You're doing your thing. I really like your thing.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Stevie Dub. You could hear his music on SoundCloud. Stevie yeah. at Stevie Dub.
Yeah.
We've also got him on thelifechangershow.com, but Facebook as well at Stevie Dub Music.
That's right.
Right. And Dub is D-U-B.
Yes.
So
D-U-B.
Stevie S-T-E-V-I-E D-U-B.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
All right. Well. Great stuff. You know, I'd like to introduce you to this movie producer. I think this could be in a movie.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I mean, the message is there.
I agree. So,
you know, and talk about, like, focusing on what we want to see expand, right? That you're focusing on a positive message.
Yeah, definitely.
And 7 percenters focusing mm-hmm. on people that are actually wanting to achieve something.
Right.
Even down to the person who you said is trying to, you know, fight cancer kind mm-hmm. of thing, right? You were saying earlier.
Yeah. I mean, it's really for anybody, whether if you're, you know, I have one of my aunts actually is in a nursing home right now, and she's fighting every single day, and I call her as much as I can and remind her. She loves the message, and I feel like even though she may be, you know, there in that bed, she's not there in her head, if that makes sense. So I just continue to inspire her, and that's just, you know, part of my job, not just as an artist, but as a man. Here in this world, helping out my family. And I feel the same way about everybody else. Like, we're every single person in this room, in this building, in the building over there, everybody is a 7%er in their own way.
And look at this. We've right. talked on this show about young people inspiring the older people. Now it's a really great example. What'd you say? You're 25?
25. 26 in April.
26. And happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
We're not
birthday.
Quite there yet.
And your grandmother's how old, can we say?
60-something. She's beautiful, by the way. If she's hearing this, Grandma, I miss you so much.
Awesome.
Awesome, indeed. So we're going to get to hear... Actually, what's that over there? You brought us something.
Oh, yeah. I got you guys some gifts. I don't know if you guys wear hats or not, but I have some 7%er hats over here.
We'll wear these.
Awesome.
Thank you.
I think the blue might look good on you.
On me?
I think the blue will look good on you.
Oh, hand it over. I'll wear it right now. All right, awesome. So, all right, so what are we going to hear now?
This song is called Worth Your While. This is also featuring my good friend Heartbreak. She's also a recording artist, and she, like I said, cannot be here tonight. So it's just my section of the other record. But it's song is about just making things worth your while and just, you know, having, just talking about peace and love and just positivity. That's really just what the whole overall message is about. So, I get a little groovy on this one. So, you know, just bear with me. I'm going to be singing to you guys. So just kick back and enjoy yourselves.
You sure are. Here's Stevie Dub singing for all of us. The song is called...
Worth Your While. Can I have one request?
Yeah.
Can I have snaps during?
Snaps?
With you guys can join me and just follow my lead. We'll do
we
it together.
It. Snaps it is.
Okay. Well, I'm sure this is going to be worth all our while.
Yeah,
the song is Worth Your While. Here's Stevie Dub live here at Studio NoHo, live on the Life Changes Show.
Let's do it.
I just want peace and I just want loving. I'm saying at least care about someone while you're still here.
This heart is all we got and this house we are.
I'm just trying to treat the whole world something. I'm just trying to preach but the whole world front while they're still here.
We only get one shot.
So listen.
I live a real fast life. You hear that all the time. Yeah. But that's what's on my mind now, mine now. Whoa. And I've been doing real well. I'm doing oh so well. Yeah. In case you couldn't tell, dog. Whoa. So dim the lights real low. As the world moves slow. Just enjoy your time here, yeah. I'm just trying to change everything that I view and make a change with everything that I do. I know we are the same and only roll with a few. I'm just saying, don't only think about you, man. I just want peace and I just want loving. I'm saying at least care about someone while you're still here. The whole world something. I'm just trying to preach but the whole world front while they still here.
We only get one chance.
So make it worth your while.
Oh, that's it.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, that was too sharp. No, you got to double that. I mean, I just wanted that
we could run it back. I'll do it again.
You know, people just have to get the song and run it over and over again.
Like I appreciate
it. Stevie Dub. See, you had everybody dancing, man. Stevie Dub.
Like in the ballroom over here.
You're awesome.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
Thank you.
And you're 25. You got such a life ahead of you.
Thank you.
If you're saying you're going to do this for years to come, it's already a better world, right, Greg?
Absolutely.
I mean, here we are.
He's got Lucky 7 behind him.
That's right. And we definitely have a lot of years to come. We don't plan on slowing down at all.
No.
Anytime soon.
We don't want to die young.
Not at all. Not at all.
All right. So Stevie Dub, you can catch him on Facebook at Stevie Dub Music.
Right.
Actually, Instagram at what?
Yes, Instagram, Twitter are all at Stevie Dub, so it's STEVIEDUB.
Right, and it's SoundCloud as well.
SoundCloud is all the same, Stevie Dub across the board.
And catch his videos on his YouTube channel.
Yes, youtube.com/Stevie Dub Music. You can check out all kinds of things on there. We've short films, music videos, behind the scenes stuff. We may throw something from this up there as well, if you guys don't mind.
Not at all. And check out 7%er.com.
That's right. That's where you get all the merchandise, hats, you know, hats, shirts, all the above for men and women, of course.
We're modeling them.
Yes.
And you'll
like
see
said,
them in
you
our
look,
pictures.
You look great in it.
Thank you. I feel great in it with my hair out the back. And all right. Thank you so much for being on the show, and thank you for what you're doing. Stevie Dubb and Greg Reitman, what a pleasure to finally get to meet you and have you on the show. Look forward to having you back when, you know, the next one or whatever. Great conversation. Well, with that, and then how great to have Stephanie in the house and Steve Boss Haas, right?
That's right.
Right on.
And
Vinnie Mac.
Vinnie Mac, right.
Vinnie Mac.
Vinnie Mac.
Three eyes, two ends.
I love it all.
The Mac attack.
Want to thank Brent Hahn for making us all sound so great here at Studio NoHo.
Thank you, Brent.
Thank you so much, man.
Big thanks goes to Doug Newsom at BBS Radio for being our program manager. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our producer Mark Legere, I'm Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you, as your life changes like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com. On Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.